我说勾引就舒服一点。是我去年六月份我从中国回来的时候，我也是跟很多人讲话，在德克萨斯州。So first I speak Chinese, and because it makes me feel comfortable. In June of last year, I came back from China after 15 years and spoke to a group like this in Texas.
I can leave
now. You can. 准备好了，我再用中文。那时候我刚回来了，然后我开始讲话，我就看在下面，在后面。进来了有一些和我一样白皮肤的人，我第一个想法就是，啊，这里也有外国人。
When I was preaching in Chinese, and then at that time, some Caucasian brothers and sisters came in. My first impression is that, oh, there's some foreigners here.
But I was in Texas, so 我我现在我感觉我不知道我是哪里的。
I'm very confused. I don't know who and what nationality I am.
有的时候我不知道我在哪里，我也是从哪里来的，我也不知道。
Sometimes I'm not even sure where I am and where I come from.
在中国我是外国人，在美国我是外地人。
In China I'm a foreigner, and then in the States I'm also a foreigner somewhere else.
但是这也好啊，因为圣经里边说我们家在哪里，不是在一个地方，是在耶稣里。
This is great because the scripture tells us that our country, our hometown is not somewhere, it's but in Christ.
我今天我感觉非常荣幸来和你们一起荣耀归给神。
And today I feel so honored to worship God with you, and may all the glory be to God.
我在你们面前。你可以看出来神的恩典。
As I stand before you, you can see God's grace.
为什么呢？是因为30年前我在大学。
Why? Because 30 years ago I was still in college.
那时候我还没有信主。
That time I was not a Christian yet.
那时候我是非常骄傲。
That time I was very proud.
我觉得我什么都不需要。
Because I didn't feel I need anything.
但是有一个同学。
And then I had a classmate.
在宿舍里边，一个房间有两个同学。
In our dorm rooms, we have two people in each dorm room.
只有我和他。
Just me and him.
我就发现他最近信耶稣。
And I noticed that recently he became a Christian.
我非常后悔。
And then I regretted much.
我为什么选这样的人？
Why did I pick such a person as a roommate?
他天天给我传福音。
He shared the gospel with me every single day.
我天天反对他。
And every day I had to reject him.
我是一个非常聪明的学生。
Because I was a very intelligent student.
数学都会，化学都会。
I knew about math, chemistry.
他是英语，学英语的。
And then he majored in English.
我说每个人不是都可以说英语。
Everyone can speak English.
他有什么新的告诉我？
What does he have anything new to tell me?
我觉得没有什么。
I felt he had nothing new to tell me.
但是他还是天天给我传福音。
But yet he shared gospel with me every single day.
天天为我祷告。
And pray for me every day.
但是过了一年，我还是反对。
And I continued to reject him for a year.
过了一年半，我跟他说，你不需要再给我传福音，我不能信这样。
And then after a year and a half, I told him,Stop preaching gospel to me. I will not believe something like this.
到永远，肯定不能信这样。
Until eternity is impossible for me to believe.
他说，你不应该说永远。
But he says, never say never.
但是他那几天也不给我讲。
And then he stopped for several days.
过了三天，我就信耶稣。
And after 3 days, I believed in Jesus.
我最没有能力信他。
I have no ability to believe in him.
他就给我他的恩典。
But he gave me his grace.
我突然感觉我没有希望。
All of a sudden, I felt hopeless.
我自己没有能力。
I have no ability.
我的生活没有意义。
And there's no meaning of my life.
我很需要他赦免我的罪。
I needed him to forgive my sin.
我需要圣灵来到我心里。
I need the Holy Spirit to come inside me.
那时候我就接受他。
At that moment, I accepted him.
从那时候我知道我的生命不是我自己的。
From there on, I know that my life does not belong to me anymore.
就是耶稣的。
It belongs to Jesus.
所以从那一天，我天天为我自己祷告。
So from that day on, I continue to pray for myself.
要他告诉我要去哪里。
I ask him where I should go.
要做什么。
What to do.
要我学医还是要我当牧师。
Does he want me to be a doctor or a pastor?
要我留这里还是去国外。
To stay in America or go overseas.
我信主以后过了两三个月已经决定了要去国外。
And after I became Christian for 2 or 3 months, I have already decided I will go overseas.
但是他还是要我当医生。
But he still wanted me to be a doctor.
过了几年我结婚了。
And after several years, I got married.
我的妻子她也支持我。
And my wife supported me as well.
她也和我同意去国外。
And she agreed with me to go overseas with me.
所以我们从结婚没有其他的计划。
So after we...
没有其他的
We have no other plans.
对，没有其他计划。但是，过了几年，我们还没有选择应该去哪里。
But after several years, we still have not decided where to go, which country.
我没有什么感觉。
I didn't feel any move.
所以我就求神帮我开一个门。
So I asked God to open the door for me.
然后有一个人给我发传真。
And then someone sent a fax to me.
那时候没有 email.
At that time, there was no email.
他说，你愿不愿意来中国？因为这里有机会培训乡村医生。
And then, so he asked me, would you like to come to China? Because we have an opportunity to train local village doctors.
他说有，他们是原来说是迟早医生，但现在我不说迟早医生，说乡村医生。
So they were like,
Barefoot
doctors without license.
Barefoot doctors.
Barefoot doctors. We call them barefoot doctors.
那时候我就看上帝的安排，就要去。
So I looked upon the Lord's arrangement since I would go.
但是有个问题，一个中国人也不认识。
I had an issue. I did not know any Chinese, not even one.
对中国没有什么感觉。
And I had no knowledge or feeling about China.
我知道蒋介石是中国人，邓小平是中国人。
I only knew Chiang Kai-shek and Deng Xiaoping. They're Chinese.
但是我不知道谁是谁。
But I had no idea which one is which.
我不知道还活着还是已经死了。我不知道还活着还是还是已经死了。
I didn't know if they were still alive or they were dead.
那时候九五年。
It was 1995.
还要邓小平，但是我到中国才知道。
There was still Deng Xiaoping was still alive.
所以，我那时候和中国人没有什么感觉。
So I have no feeling for Chinese.
但是如果我知道，如果上帝要我去，他会给我他的为中国人的爱。
But I knew that if God wanted me to go to China, He would give me His love for Chinese.
所以我们九五年就去了。
So in 1995, we went to China.
天天后悔。
We regret it every single day.
因为中国人说中文。
Because Chinese people speak Chinese.
非常难学。
Very difficult to learn.
学了一年还是说不出来。
After we learn for a year, we still cannot speak.
但是差不多一年半才可以说。
So we, but yeah, we were able to speak after a year and a half.
但是他慢慢给我们他为中国人的爱。
But gradually, God gave us.His love for the Chinese.
现在我们感觉，如果回中国是回家。
But now we feel if we go back to China, we're going back home.
小孩子在美国说：“哎呀，我们想吃米线。”
So when my kids are in States, they miss the rice noodles, the thin rice noodles.
但是在德克萨斯州很难找。
But it was hard to find in Texas.
所以我现在我在中国还是当医生。
I'm still a medical doctor in China.
我在农村.
And in a village.
在一个少数民族的地方.
In a minority place.
这个少数民族一般都没听说过有耶稣.
So in among this minority group, nobody has ever heard of Jesus.
也很反对.
And they are against it.
不让小孩信.
They would not allow their children to believe.
如果人心, 他们说不可以再当这样的民族.
But then, if someone believes, they will be cast out of this tribe.
也不是我的儿子, 不是我的女儿.
And then their parents would disown their children if they believe.
但是还是有人心.
But still, the people believing.
因为不是因为我的能力.
It's not because of my belief.
是因为神的能力.
But God's power.
我们自己是没有能力, 但是他是全能的神.
We have no power, but yet He's almighty.
他的爱也是无条件的爱.
And His love is also unconditional.
我总是告诉他们, 我们人性的爱是因为。
I always tell them, human love, we love because of something.
但是神的爱是虽然。
But God's love is like even though, and He still loves.
所以现在有一些 信耶稣的也传福音给他们的亲戚，他们的老乡。
So now we have some believers, and they start to share gospel with their relatives too.
我们搬到我们现在住的地方，那时候只有两个人信耶稣。
When we moved to where we live now, there are only two people believing Jesus.
但现在有一个家庭教会。
But now we have a house church.
有差不多30个。
About 30 members.
在过圣诞节的时候，有60个人来听福音。
And during Christmas, we had a gospel meeting with 60 people attending.
所以开始看这样的人，就看出来他们不会信。
But at first, we did not think it would be possible for them to believe such people.
但是在圣经里，我们有神的诺言。
But yet, we have God's promise in the Bible.
各个民族都会信。
That all nations and all tribes will come to Jesus.
所以现在已经慢慢开始了。
So gradually we get to see that.
所以我们感谢神，他的恩典。
I would thank God.
我也要让你们再欢迎，就是我的朋友，他中午信经，他进屋时可以说，人都叫他汤姆，也是，他以前和我们工作8年。 所以他也是，他以后你们也可以给他说普通话，他也会讲。
I once again like to introduce my friend. His Chinese last name is Jin. People call him Pastor Jin, and he's been co-worker with us for 8 years. You can also share with him in Chinese.
他也是经常想回去中国。
And then he also likes to go back to China.
他也是很想念。
And also, this is China.
Okay, now speaking English.
现在他开始，他说中文，我说英文。哦，他说英文，不说中文。怎么样？还可以吗？可以。<laughs> This
morning, I would like to begin in Matthew chapter 12.
今天早上我要从 马太福音十二章看起。
Now remember, today is what we call Palm Sunday. Next week is Resurrection Sunday.
今天呢是我们纪念耶稣基督凯旋进京的时候，人用那个棕榈枝来欢迎他的日子，所以叫棕榈的主日。下个主日是复活节。As
Jesus was approaching the time that he would be crucified,
当耶稣要受难的时候，开始将要受难的时候。
The people started asking him for a sign. And he said this in Matthew 12, verse 39. But he answered them and said, An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to you except the sign of the prophet Jonah.
就是说，一个邪恶淫乱的世代求看神迹，除了先知约拿的神迹以外，再没有神迹给他们看。
For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. So as Jesus foretold his death, with which we are soon to celebrate, he talked about the sign, a sign in the Old Testament. Actually, he speaks of a missionary in the Old Testament. Jonah is the only prophet that God sends out to another nation. Today, I would like to see if we can learn from this missionary. Many called Jonah the worst missionary. And yet, his preaching led to the greatest revival in the whole Bible. The book of Jonah is only 48 verses long. But there are many lessons to be gained from it. Today I would like to focus on the two main problems of Jonah and how God answers them. In fact, when we talk about Jonah, everybody thinks about the fish. But actually, the fish is not the greatest thing or the most important thing in the book of Jonah. There are two problems that Jonah has, and they're both introduced in the Bible with the word "but Jonah." In chapter 1, verse 3, God has called Jonah to Nineveh, and verse 3 says, but Jonah arose to flee. And then in chapter 4, verse 1, after the great revival in Nineveh, it says, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly. So I'd like to talk about these two problems first, and then how God addresses the two problems. Now first, we'll just briefly recall the story of Jonah. Jonah was called by God, a prophet, to speak the words of God to the people. But not to the people of Israel, to the people of Nineveh. And when Jonah received this command, he fled. He tried to take a boat to the farthest place away from where God wanted him to go. But you remember what happened? A great storm arose. God called a storm, and the storm obeyed. But Jonah did not obey. Jonah was sleeping. The people on the boat were very frightened. And they woke Jonah up and said, pray. These are people who don't believe in God, and they ask Jonah to pray. After Jonah prays, the people pray, the winds are still very strong. And they ask Jonah what they should do. Because they know that he is running from God. And he says, throw me into the sea. So notice that the reason Jonah does not obey God and runs from Nineveh is not because he's afraid. He's not afraid of death. So he tells his men to throw him in the sea. But they try to get to shore.
但是呢,
even these people from another country, these pagans, they have compassion on Jonah.
甚至于这些外邦人呢,他们对约拿都有怜悯,他们不想把他丢在海里。
But God will not let them get to shore.
但是呢,耶和华神不让他们靠岸。So
they pray.
所以他们就祷告。
And they ask God to forgive them.
所以他们求神来赦免他们。
Because they know it is God's plan for them to throw Jonah in the sea.
因为他们知道这是神的旨意,要他们把约拿丢在海里。
And they throw him in. And everything becomes calm. And so the men in the boat say, whoa, this is really God. And they make sacrifices to God. And they make vows to God. And Jonah drowns. Or he almost drowns. He goes down into the water. But God sends a fish. And the fish obeys. You see, the winds obey God, the fish obeys God, but Jonah does not obey God.
And
the fish is actually not judgment on Jonah.
其实呢,这个鱼呢,不是神对约拿的审判,
the fish comes to rescue Jonah. And Jonah realizes this.
约拿明白了这一点,
and he prays.
所以他就向神祷告,
and at the end of the prayer, he says, with the voice of thanksgiving, I have vowed, I make my vow.
所以呢,在他的祷告结束的时候,他说,但我必用感谢的声音献祭于你。
Salvation is of the Lord.
我所许的愿我必偿还,救恩出于耶和华。
He's still in the fish.
所以他还是在鱼腹中。
But he knows God has saved him.
但是他知道神已经拯救了他。
And the fish vomited Jonah up on the land.
所以神呢,就把鱼吐,鱼就把约拿吐出来。
So the fish obeys again.
所以这个鱼呢,
so God is the sovereign God.
神是他有主权,
the earth and the creatures obey.
所以全地,
it is man who disobeys. But here is a great note of grace. At the beginning of chapter 3,
在第三章刚开始的时候,
the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time.
这里说耶和华的话二次临到约拿说,
when Jonah disobeyed God, he could have let him go.
其实约拿第一次不顺服的时候,
he could have let him die.
神也可以让他死,
Jonah deserved it.
因为他应该该死,
just like every one of us.
就像我们每一位,
God told Adam, if you eat of the fruit, you will die.
就像神对亚当说,你吃这果子的日子,你必定死。
It would be right for God to cause us to die when we sin.
所以当我们犯罪的时候,我们理当死,神可以让我们死。
But he allows us to stay alive.
但是神却容许我们继续存活。
That some might believe and be saved.
所以呢,有人可以因此得救。
And God saves Jonah.
所以这一次,耶和华神救了约拿。
And Jonah goes to Nineveh.
所以约拿这一次就去了尼尼微城。
But I want you to listen to the message he gives to Nineveh. He says, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown.
但是我希望大家能够来听,约拿到底是怎么传这个信息的。 他说,再等40日,尼尼微必倾覆了。
The people of Nineveh believed. Nineveh is a huge city. It says here it takes 3 days to go through it.
在这里说了, 那要走完这个城要三天的时间。
It probably has over 500,000 people.
可能有差不多50万的人口。
And in the end, in chapter 3, verse 10,
在第三章第十节,
notice that then God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God relented from the disaster that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it.
于是神查看他们的行为,见他们离开恶道,
all the people repented, and it was visible that they had changed.
所有的人都悔改了,而且我们可以看出来他们的改变。
But Jonah was very upset.
但是约拿却大大的不悦。
So this is the second problem with Jonah.
这是约拿第二个问题。
First, at his calling, he disobeyed.
第一个,当他蒙召的时候,他不顺服。
Second, at the fruitfulness of his preaching, he was unhappy.
第二个,他的问题呢,就是当他的讲道很有果效的时候,他却不高兴。
So let's look at these two things one at a time.
所以我们就要来看看这两个问题。
The first is, why did Jonah flee?
第一个问题,为什么约拿逃跑?
We already said it seems that he was not afraid of dying.
我们已经说过,看起来他不像是怕死的人。
And here, actually, Jonah says why he fled.
这里呢,约拿自己有说他为什么逃。
He says in chapter 4, verse 2,
在第四章第二节,他说了,
Ah, Lord, was it not this what I said? What I said to myself, was it not this what I said when I was in my own country? Therefore, I fled to Tarshish. For I know that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm.
在第四章第二节他说了,耶和华,我在本国的时候,岂不这样子说吗?我知道你是有恩典,有怜悯的神,不轻易发怒,有丰盛的慈爱,而且后悔不降所说的灾,所以我急速逃往他时去。Jonah
did not agree with God's plan.
因为约拿不赞成神的计划。He
did not want the message of God to go to the Ninevites.
因为他不希望神的信息能够临到尼尼微的百姓。
Now this is an amazing thing.
这一件事情非常的特别。
Because Jonah is mentioned elsewhere in the Old Testament.
其实在, 旧约其他的地方也有说到约拿。
In 2 Kings chapter 14,
在列王记下14章,
we learn about Jonah's ministry in the nation of Israel.
我们看见约拿他在, 这个以色列国的服事。
There was a king named Jeroboam.
这里有一个王耶罗波安二世。
And listen to these two verses. This is 2 Kings chapter 14, verse 24 and 25.
这是在列王记下14章24-25节。
And he did evil, that's the king. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin. He restored the territory of Israel from the entrance of Hamath to the sea of Arabah, according to the word of the Lord God of Israel, which he had spoken through his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet, who was from Gath-hepher.
在这里呢,圣经说他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事,这个他就是指着这个以色列王耶罗波安二世。 不离开尼巴的儿子耶罗波安，使以色列人陷在罪里的一切罪。他收回以色列边界之地，从哈马口直到亚拉巴海，正如耶和华以色列的神借他的仆人加特西弗人亚米泰的儿子先知约拿所说的。And
you see what happened here? Here's Israel being very disobedient.
这里我们看见以色列人他们非常的不顺服。
They're an evil nation. They've turned away from God.
他们行一切恶事,他们离弃神。
But God allows them a great victory.
但是神却给他们一个得胜的战争。
And Jonah prophesied it would happen.
约拿呢,他预言了这件事情会发生。
It says in verse 27, the Lord did not say he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven, but he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam, the son of Joash.
27节, 他说, 耶和华并没有说将以色列的民从天下涂抹, 乃借约阿士的儿子耶罗波安拯救他们。
Now, do you see what happened? God gave Israel his grace.
你们看见吗? 神向以色列百姓施恩。
And Jonah knew it.
约拿知道这件事。
Jonah spoke it. So when God wants to send Jonah to the Ninevites,
所以当耶和华要差遣约拿去尼尼微城,
Jonah approves of God giving his grace to Israel, but not to Nineveh.
所以我们看见约拿呢, 他同意, 耶和华向以色列人施恩, 但是他不同意向尼尼微人施恩。
Nineveh is a wicked city. They've turned away. They don't follow God. They worship Baal.
他们拜巴利,
but at that time, so did Israel. But they were a foreign country. So Jonah did not agree with God's plan. Now let's look at the second problem with Jonah. After the Ninevites believed, Jonah was angry. Now, what does God do? God makes a plant grow up. Jonah is angry that Nineveh has been spared, so he goes outside of the city and waits.
约拿不高兴,因为尼尼微城全城的人得救,所以他就到城外去在那边等候。
He hopes God will change his mind and destroy Nineveh.
因为他希望神或许可以改变他的心意,把整个城毁掉。
And God sends a plant to give Jonah shade and comfort.
所以呢,神就派了一个植物长起来,给约拿遮阳。
The plant obeys God.
所以这个植物呢,顺服神。
But then God sends a worm.
但是神同时又拆了一个小虫,
the worm kills the plant.
而这个虫呢, 就把, 这个匹麻树吃掉了,
the worm also obeys God.
这个小虫同样的顺服了神,
everything obeys God but Jonah.
所以所有的事都顺服神, 除了约拿以外。
What is the problem with Jonah? Jonah does not have the heart of grace, the compassion of God towards the Ninevites.
约拿的问题到底是什么呢? 因为约拿没有神对尼尼微城的这个慈爱和怜悯。
Jonah becomes so angry he wants to die.
约拿气到一个地步他想死。
First he wants to die because God has spared Nineveh.
他首先呢他想死因为耶和华神救了这个尼尼微城。
Then he wants to die because his plant got killed.
第二次呢他又想死因为他这棵植物死了。
Because his comfort is lost. He cares more about his comfort than all the people of Nineveh. So the first problem is Jonah does not agree with God's sovereign plan. The second problem is Jonah does not share God's heart of grace.
第二个问题呢, 约拿没有神这个怜悯和恩慈的心。
In the first problem, God sends a fish.
所以第一个问题呢, 神就派了一只大鱼。
In the second one, God sends a worm.
第二个问题呢, 神派了一只虫子。
And God overcomes the problems of Jonah.
所以神就克服了约拿这个问题。
Now, here is where it gets very convicting.
所以在这里呢, 就让我们也能够学到。
Jonah, the fact that Jonah is alive is because of God's grace. But he hates it when it's given to someone else.
但是当这个恩典呢,给了别人的时候, 他却大大的不悦。
He hates it when it's given to someone he doesn't like.
如果这个恩典给了他所不喜欢的人, 他就不高兴。
The grace that saved Jonah, he doesn't like when it's given to an enemy nation.
同样这个恩典来救了约拿的恩典,如果给了他的敌国的百姓,他就不高兴,他恨恶这件事。
Even though Jonah was disobedient to God and his plan.
虽然呢, 哦, 约拿他不顺服神和神的计划,
God saved him.
神仍然拯救约拿,
and even though Jonah did not have the heart of grace for Nineveh,
虽然约拿没有这样子慈悲怜悯的心,
God used him.
神仍然用他。
So today I want to make this personal.
所以今天呢, 我愿意, 在这里来跟你们分享我个人的, 学习。
Is it possible that you're running from God?
可不可能你也同样的逃避神?
Do you believe that you have a better plan for yourself than God does?
你会不会想说你对自己的计划可能比神对你的计划更好?
Or is it possible that you don't have the heart of grace for others the way God does?
可不可能你对别人没有像神那样慈悲怜悯的心肠?
Having been saved by grace, you still will not extend grace to others.
可不可能你因着恩典蒙恩得救，但是你却不愿意把这个恩典给别人?
Now, I didn't come here today just to make you feel guilty.
我今天来不是让你们大家都觉得很有罪恶感。
Now remember, many times I've heard people preach on Jonah, and often he's called the worst missionary.
我听见很多人在传讲约拿的信息，说他是一个最差劲、最糟糕的宣教士。
But I would never call him this.
但是我不会这样子称约拿。
I would say Jonah is the worst missionary besides me.
我会说，除了我以外，约拿是最糟糕的宣教士。
Because I can share all of the disobedience of Jonah.
因为我可以, 跟我跟他一样有这所有的不顺服的情形。
I can understand wanting to go the opposite direction.
我可以了解他为什么想要往另外一个相反的方向去。
And I have.
因为我也曾经这样。
But God has called me a second time.
但是神二次的呼召我。
I know what it's like to appreciate grace for me and not care about it for others.
对，我可以了解， 我们是可以, 为自己所蒙的恩来感恩，却不愿意别人蒙恩。
But God has still worked in my heart.
但是神做工在我心里。
I can understand being more concerned with my own comfort than millions of people who are dying without Christ.
我可以了解一个人他比较在乎自己的舒适，却不管这百万的人的丧失。
Just like Jonah.
就跟约拿一样。
But just like with Jonah, God has shown me the uselessness and the short time of my comfort.
但是呢，就跟约拿一样，神也让我看见了我自己的舒适是多么的无用，而且非常的短暂。
The comforts of this world come today and are gone tomorrow.
因为这世界上所能给我们的舒适，今天来，明天去。
How can we care more about them than the millions of people who are dying without Christ? But the main purpose of my talk today is I want to focus on the great sign of Jonah.
但是最主要的，我今天的信息呢，是我想能够来看一看约拿的神迹。
Because it points to Christ.
因为约拿的神迹指向基督。
In Luke 11, Jesus says the same thing that he does in Matthew 12.
在路加福音11章，耶稣说了同样的话，在马太福音12章他说过的。But
in verse 30, he says, Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites.
但是在30节他说，约拿怎样为尼尼微人成了神迹。Just
like Jesus is a sign to us.
而人子呢，也要照样为我们成为神迹。
I want you to think of this. What did Jonah say to the Ninevites? He just said, in 40 days, you will be destroyed. And the people repented. How did they know that repenting would do them any good? How did they know that God might forgive them? How did they know that God was a gracious God? Because of Jonah. They knew about Jonah. They know that Jonah had been disobedient. And God saved him. So maybe he would save them. Jonah himself was a sign of God's mercy.
所以呢,
Do you see how we're the same way? If we go to people who don't know about God, don't know about God's grace, how will they know?
如果我们到一个地方, 这些人不认识神, 不知道神的恩典, 他们怎么来认识神?
We can share the gospel with them.
我们可以跟他们传福音,
but what is the evidence?
但是证据在哪里?
Because when we were disobedient, when we had turned away from God, when we were in our sin, God saved us.
因为当我们不顺服、背逆神、远离神的时候，神仍然拯救了我们。
He saved Jonah. Jonah was 3 days in the belly of the fish.
神拯救了约拿，约拿三日三夜在鱼腹中。
He saved us because Jesus was 3 days in the heart of the earth.
神拯救我们，因为人子耶稣基督三日三夜在地里头。
Because as Jesus says, something greater than Jonah is here.
因为耶稣说, 比约拿更大的在这。
We have something greater than Jonah as a sign for our generation.
所以我们有一位比约拿更大的成为我们这世代的神迹。
We have the truth of what God has done in us.
我们有这个真理, 就是神为我们死。
Jesus, when he was on the boat in the storm, he slept in peace with the Father.
当耶稣, 在海上行走, 风浪起来的时候呢,
Jonah slept in rebellion.
耶稣是在平安中睡觉，但是约拿却在不顺服中睡觉，在悖逆中睡觉。
He didn't care if he lived or died.
因为他不在乎他自己存活或是死亡。
He was not praying.
所以他根本不是在祷告。
Jesus was in perfect fellowship with the Father.
但是耶稣呢，他跟天父有不断的交通。
Jonah wept for a plant.
约拿呢会为一棵植物而伤心。
But Jesus wept for the city.
但是耶稣呢却会为一个城而哀哭。
Jesus was taken outside the city to take the wrath of God on himself.
耶稣被带到城外来承受神对人的愤怒。
Jonah went outside the city hoping to see the wrath fall on the city.
但是约拿却跑到城外，希望能够看见神对这个城的愤怒而降灾。
In the book of Jonah, we have the problem of Jonah where it says, but Jonah.
在约拿书里面我们看见, 圣经说约拿却怎么样,
But Jonah fled from God's plan.
对,约拿却逃离了神的计划。
But Jonah was angered with God's grace.
约拿却大大的不悦。
But with Jesus, it's not the same.
但是耶稣不一样。
In Romans 5:8, it says, But God demonstrates his love.
在罗马书第五章到第八章，他这里说神却显明了他的大爱。
And that while we were yet sinners, Jesus died for us.
当我们还做罪人的时候，耶稣基督就为我们死。
Also in Ephesians 2:4.
在以弗所书第二章第四节。
Remember in Ephesians 2:4 it starts out, but you were dead in your sin.
这里说你们都死在当你们死在罪恶过犯中的时候。
But in the fourth verse, but God, being rich in mercy, made us alive.
但是神却使我们, 因着他的丰盛的恩典使我们活过来。
So our message to our wicked generation is the greater Jonah.
所以我们对这个邪恶淫乱的世代的信息呢，就是有一位比约拿更大的。
The greater sign.
有一个更大的神迹。
Because of what he's done in us.
因为他为因着他为我们所做的。
Disobedient, just like Jonah.
因为我们不顺服背逆，就跟约拿一样。
Useless to God, just like Jonah.
我们真的是对神一无用处，就跟约拿一样。
But he saved us through a resurrection.
但是他借着他的复活来拯救了我们。
And he uses us even though we're useless.
虽然我们无用，他却用我们。
So that people would see it is all of God.
所以人可以从我们身上看见，这一切都是神做的。
It should never be our excuse that we don't have what it takes.
所以我们不应该有这个借口说啊，我不配，我不能。
We should never be practical about our calling.
所以我们对我们的呼召呢，不要太现实，不要想得太现实。
I could say I shouldn't go to China. There are people that are better at language. there are people better at language than I shouldn't go to China.
所以我很可以说我不应该去中国，因为有更多的人说中文说得比我好。
In fact, all of you are probably better than me.
对，我想在座的每一位说的中文都比我好。
Or you could say, "Oh, my child would be much more useful as a doctor." People might say, "My child would be much more useful."
会说我的小孩如果当医生的话，可能会更有用。
Not to go to China.
而不是去中国。
Not to be an English teacher.
而不是去中国教英文。
Not to go to a place where they won't appreciate him.
或是去一个地方，人家也并不感谢他。
My daughter has been accepted to Yale.
我的女儿被耶鲁大学收录取。
It would be better for her not to go to a poor place.
所以对她来说，可能应该不要去一个很贫穷的地方。
Where she will waste all of her intelligence.
在那里呢，她一切的聪明才智都被浪费了。
But if God takes someone from Yale and puts them in another place, it's always a promotion.
但是如果神把耶鲁大学的一个学生带去另外一个地方，对他们来说，这都是一个升格，一个更大的恩典。
Because it's who calls.
因为这完全在于到底是谁呼召了他。
If God calls you from being a lawyer to be a street sweeper for Him, it's a promotion.
如果神呼召一个律师，去为他扫街，这对他来说也是一个升级。
Because the greatest privilege in this life is walking in the steps of Jesus.
因为在这个在我们人生中的一个最大的恩典呢，就是与主同行，跟随他的脚踪。
The greatest privilege in this life is seeing God work through us.
我们这一生最大的特权恩典呢，就是看见神做工在我们身上，借着我们做工。
Don't sell yourself short.
所以不要看自己看小。
Don't sell your children short.
也不要小看你们的孩子。
By looking at what the world gives.
要看世界怎么能够来给他们。
And think that your plan is more useful than God's plan.
也不要想你的计划是比神的计划更好。
You will cheat yourself out of the great privilege of this life.
因为如果这样子的话，其实我们就自己蒙蔽了自己，自己欺骗了自己。
Now finally, I want to say this. Do you find yourself being unhappy or unconcerned about certain people?
另外我想来问问，你会不会对某一类的人呢，不太高兴或是不喜欢？
You are glad to have God's grace for yourself and your family.
或许你对神，对你和你的家人的恩典很感恩。
But not for those who are foreign or backward or pagan.
但是对那些外邦人呢，落后的人呢，就不是这样。
Let me say this to you. When I go to another country,
让我告诉你，当我到了一个外国的时候，
I don't go to seek foreigners.
我去呢，不是去看外国人。
I don't go to seek strangers.
我不是去看陌生人。
I don't go to seek pagans.
我不是去看外邦人。
I go to seek my family.
而是去看我的家人。
Because I have family in every place.
因为我在各处都有我的家人。
I don't know who they are.
我不知道他们是谁。
They don't know who they are yet.
他们也不知道他们是谁。
But God will call them forth.
但是神会把他们召出来。
In the Gospel of John 10:16.
在约翰福音十章十六节。
Jesus says, I have other sheep.
耶稣说我有其他的羊。
They're not of this pen.
他们不在这个羊圈里。
I must call them also.
我必须也呼召他们来。
They also will hear my voice.
他们会听见我的声音。
How will they hear his voice?
他们怎么会听见耶稣的声音呢？
By us going to them.
借着我们到他们那里去。
He knows who the sheep are.
他知道他的羊是谁。
Those who are his sheep, when they hear his voice, they will believe.
那些属于他的羊，当他们听见他的声音的时候，他们就会相信。
Maybe not the first time.
或许不是第一次听见就相信。
Maybe not the 100th time.
或许不是第一百次听见就相信。
Maybe like me, they will rebel for 1.5 years.
或许他们会跟我一样，他们背逆抗拒神一年半之久。
But the Holy Spirit will bring them to life.
但是圣灵会带他们进入人生命，得到生命。
And what is your evidence for that?
那你的证据在哪里？
If you know the Lord, he has done that in you.
你知道当如果神同样的做工已经做工在你的身上。
So when you go out to seek,
所以当你出去寻找的时候
you're seeking your family.
你实在是在找你的家人。
I have a larger family in China than I do in America.
所以我在中国的家庭呢比在美国的家庭还要大。
Jesus says at the conclusion of that verse in John 10, they will become one flock with one shepherd.
所以呢耶稣说呢他们会召聚在一起成为同样的一群在一个牧人底下。
You notice that the book of Jonah does not have an ending.
你有没有看见约拿书并没有一个结局。
It just ends with a question.
他的最后一句就是一个问题。
God asked Jonah, should I not also have compassion? Should I not also care about this great city?
耶和华神问约拿一个问题，难道我对这个大城我岂不怜惜爱惜这个大城吗？
And there's no answer.
我们没有看到答案。
It ends there.
约拿书就此打住结束。
Now imagine that you're Jonah.
我们假设你是约拿。
And God calls you to write your story.
那神呼召你去写你的故事。
All your failures.
写下你所有的失败。
Everybody sees you're the worst missionary.
所以每一个人看呢，都看你是最差劲的宣教士。
And then at the end, God does not let you write the ending.
然后最后呢，神不许你写这个结局。
Jonah was a faithful prophet.
所以我们看见约拿是一个很忠心的先知。
He spoke and he wrote the words that God told him to.
所以他说，而且他写下神给他的信息。
Now later, I would like to think that Jonah received the love of God for the Ninevites.
我相信后来，约拿接受得着了神对尼尼微城人的这个爱。
Because they had become his brothers and sisters.
因为他们变成了他的弟兄姐妹。
But we don't know.
但是我不知道，只是猜。
Because the question is not just for Jonah.
因为这个问题呢，其实不是只是为了约拿而已。
The question is for us.
这个问题也是问我们每一位。
Should God not care about the great number of people who don't know Him?
神难道不在乎这么大群的人，他们这些不认识神的人吗？
How about you?
那你呢？
How about you? Do you care?
你在乎吗？
So.The last question I want to ask today is, who are your Ninevites?
所以最后一个问题我想问大家的就是你的尼尼微人是谁？
Who are those people you don't think about?
这些人你都不关心的人到底是谁？
Who are those people you don't care about?
那些你不关心的人是谁？
Does God care for them?
那神在乎他，关心他们吗？
Does he want you to go to them?
神要你去他们那里。
When I was in China it's been now about 8 years ago.
差不多在八年以前，那我在中国的时候。
I lived in a big city. I lived in a big city.
我住在一个大城市里。
And people from the countryside came to the city to see me.
许多从乡村的人来到城市里来见我。
Because my clinic was for poor people.
因为我的诊所呢是为着穷人开的。
So they come from many miles away.
所以他们就大老远来到我的诊所。
Sometimes they would come 2 or 3 days.
有的时候呢，走两三天的路程。
One day I was eating lunch with my friend, Dr. Kimber.
有一天我在跟我的朋友吃中饭。
He asked me, as a doctor, do I ever get used to pain and suffering?
所以有一天他就问我，做一个医生，我会不会越来越对人的痛苦？习惯了没有感觉。
Do I get used to people dying?
我会不会习惯了看人死亡？
I said it is natural for people to be this way.
我说对人来说这是很自然的。
It's natural for us to get used to something we see a lot.
当我们一件事情看多了，我们就会觉得很自然，没有感觉。
It is natural for our hearts to become hard.
所以很自然的，我们的心就慢慢的硬起来。
So every day I have to pray that God will keep me soft.
所以每一天呢，我必须向神祷告，给我一颗柔软的心。
And I also have to get involved, have to get to know my patients.
另外呢，我必须要来认识我的病患病人。
If I don't know them, it's hard to care for them.
如果我不认识他们，我就很难关心他们。
If I don't pray for God to make me soft, it's hard to stay soft.
如果我不向神祷告，跟他求柔软的心，我的心不会继续柔软。
I thought I gave a good answer.
我以为我这个答案不错。
But on the way back to my clinic from lunch, I passed by a lady.
当我吃完中饭要回去我的诊所的时候，我路过一位妇女。
She was digging through the garbage.
一个女士，她正在掏垃圾、捡垃圾。
And I thought, I never noticed these people.
我就说，哦，我从来没有注意到这些人。
I never think about them.
我从来没有想过他们。
They're all over.
其实他们到处都是。
Every street corner, they're there.
每一条街的角落，他们都在那里。
I pass them by every day.
我每天就是路过他们。
But I don't know any of them.
但是我一个都不认识。
I never prayed about them.
我从来没有为他们祷告过。
So that day, I prayed that God would give me a chance to get to know them.
所以那一天呢，我就祷告，求神给我一个机会来认识他们。
5 days later, a woman was run over by a train.
五天之后，有一个女士呢，她就被火车压过去。
They brought her to my clinic.
他们就把这个妇女带到我的诊所里。
I started to get to know her.
所以我慢慢的就来认识这位妇女。
I found out she came from a minority.
我发现她是从一个少数民族来的。
And that minority are all of the garbage collectors.
那这一个少数民族呢，他们就是所有那些捡垃圾的人。
I asked her, "What do you people believe?"
我就问她，你们这些人相信什么？
She said, "What do you mean?"
她说，你是什么意思？
I mean, what is your religion?
说你们的宗教信仰是什么？
She said, "What do you mean?"
说你是什么意思？
I said, "What kind of God? What do you believe for God?"
我就说你们信什么样的神？
She said, "What do you mean?"
她说你说的这话是什么意思？
I said, "How did the world begin?"
我就问她你们相信这个世界是怎么来的？
She said, "We believe it has always been."
我们相信这世界原来就是这个样子的。
What happens to you when you die?
你死了之后会怎么办？
你 go back to dirt.
他就说，你就回到泥土里。
What about the part of you that goes on living, the soul?
那你的灵魂怎么样？灵魂你会继续活着，那怎么办？
She said, "We never heard of that."
他说，我们从来没有听说过这件事。
They don't even have a word for God in their language.
在他们的语言里面，连这个神这个字都没有。
They don't have a word for soul.
他们也没有这个灵魂这个字在他们语言里面。
They don't have a word for heaven.
他们也没有天堂。
They don't have a word for demons.
他们也没有鬼魔这个字。
They've never heard of these things.
从来没有听过这些事。
So I started to invite them to come to the clinic.
所以我开始邀请他们来我的诊所。
After a couple of years, most of my friends were of this minority.
两三年之后，我大部分的朋友都是这些少数民族。
My coworkers all started to take an interest in them.
我的同工们也开始对他们感兴趣。
Many people started to share with them.
所以很多人就跟他们传福音。
Now there are several house fellowships, all of these people.
所以现在我们有很多在家里的这些小组们都是这些人。
Some are going back to their homeland to share with their relatives.
有些人呢，他们就回到他们的家乡，跟他们的亲戚传福音。
They are my family.
他们都是我的家人。
Because my eyes were open to them.
因为我的眼睛突然对他们打开了。
Because they were the people I didn't see.
因为他们是这些我从来没有注意的人。
Until I asked God to help me see them.
直到有一天神，我向神求开我的眼睛来看见。
So who are your Ninevites?
所以谁是你们的尼尼微人？
Will you today begin to pray about them?
你会可不可以今天开始为他们祷告？
Maybe today God will arrange for you to know them.
或许今天神会安排你来认识他们。
To go to them.
去到他们那里去。
To love them.
去爱他们。
To share new life with them.
去跟他们分享新生命。
And to take to them something greater than Jonah.
带给他们一位比约拿更大的。
What Jesus Christ has done.
告诉他们耶稣基督所成就的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you today for your word.
主啊，我们感谢你今天对我们的话语。
We thank you for the grace that you showed to Jonah.
我们感谢你向约拿所施的恩典。
We thank you for the grace that you showed to the Ninevites.
我们感谢你向尼尼微人所施的恩典。
Because we know that we also, like them, were your enemies.
因为我们知道我们跟他们一样，原来都是与你为敌的。
But you saved us.
但是你却拯救了我们。
We pray, Lord, that you will give us the same heart of grace for those that don't know you.
我们向你祷告，你给我们同样一个慈悲怜悯的心，对那些还不认识你的人。
We know that we have no ability to change their hearts.
我知道我们没有这个能力来改变他们的心。
But you use the useless.
但是你却用那些没有用的人。
Because you are all powerful.
因为你是全能的神。
And you are all loving.
而且是全爱的神。
We pray, Lord, that you will forgive us our disobedience.
主啊，我们求你赦免我们悖逆。
And like Jonah, call us a second time.
就像约拿一样，你对我们第二次的呼召。
And let us represent Christ to others.
让我们对别人能够活出表现基督来。
That they might know that there is true life.
所以他们可以知道有一个真实的生命。
That we might become one family.
所以我们可以成为一家人。
According to your promise.
照着你所给我们的应许。
According to your power.
照着你所可以成就的能力。
And according to your great mercy.
有你慈悲，大慈悲和怜悯。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。